Well, obviously, I'm not speechless because I'm speaking. So, but 21 years ago, I had my smile stolen from me by a trauma. It wasn't nice, it was messy. Loss of teeth, facial injuries. Yeah, it wasn't good. And I stopped smiling. I haven't. I'm not really a smiler these days due to it. I forgot how to smile because I was embarrassed by the loss of teeth that never got replaced. But after several treatments by various dentists, they couldn't do anything about replacing the smile. So I found a current dentist that I use now a couple of years back, and she said that she would do whatever she could to try and regain, or at least fill the holes where the teeth had been lost. So she was doing pioneering treatment and some experimental treatments on me. But in the process of actually working out what was going on inside the gum line, because you know when you've got teeth missing, they have to look at what's going on inside the gums and roots and all that kind of stuff. They found that I had a cyst in one of my sinuses, the sinus behind my left cheekbone. So I had to go into hospital and have an operation for that, which basically involved cutting my cheek away from my gums, cutting the gum open, taking all the teeth out that side so the guy could get in and pull the cyst out of the sinus, and then push the teeth back in again, sew the gum back up, and then sew me back to my cheek. It was... That was quite horrible, actually, to be honest. So that put the treatment back quite a bit. And then I had to have subsequent treatment on those teeth by this current dentist that I've got, who's quite amazing. So I was a bit worried today when she called me in for an appointment, because all my appointments tend to be, you're only coming in for a checkup, and you end up having like double root canal treatment. It's like, because she does tend to do that to me. I'm not scared of dentists, but she does tend to bring surprises on me. So the last, before I went off to Boston, she actually made and moulded a tooth around one of my other teeth to fill this gap, so it looks like I've got all my teeth. So I wondered what today's appointment was about. And she rooted around, had a look, and then just turned around and went, "I'll see you in 6 months' time. You are now a normal patient." So basically I've had my smile back. Even though I still don't smile, it's weird. I'll have to try and break out of that 21-year cycle of not smiling, because I can now. And as an addendum, the picture that's attached to this boo is of me just before, or about a couple of months before I had the accident. So I did honestly used to smile, just for those of you who know me now who've never seen me smile. But I do, I did, I do, I will, I can.